First, you likely get a lot of pre-recorded phone calls coming to you, maybe something from the doctor reminding you about an appointment, some political campaigning maybe happening right about now. But then there are the people trying to sell stuff or potentially scam you. Things get a little fuzzier there.
Our next guest is going to clear up any confusion we might have about robocalls, legal versus illegal, and tell us how to reduce the number of calls we receive.
Tiffany Bernhardt-Schultz is the Southwest Wisconsin Regional Director at Better Business Bureau serving Wisconsin. Tiffany, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good afternoon.
Now, you are out, Tiffany, in the public on behalf of the Better Business Bureau pretty often, and I'm guessing this is a question that comes up pretty often for you, isn't it?
This question comes up every time I'm out at a consumer or business-facing event. How do we reduce the number of those calls that we get to our phones? So hopefully we can give a few tips here and help those consumers out there who are listening.
Before we get into the advice portion of our conversation, it feels like there are a lot of robocalls out there. Is that just perception or is it reality? Are we getting more of them over time?
That is reality. The FTC reported 5 billion robocalls that were made.
Our line's breaking up there with Tiffany. We'll try to reconnect in just a moment. Tiffany Bernhardt-Schultz from the Better Business Bureau talking about robocalls. Just checking in with her. We've heard from a lot of people on Facebook about this. Lindsay says, for years, I've gotten a couple a week from a company that just starts going on in some Asian language. I have zero idea who they are, what they want, what they're saying, how to stop it. You can share your stories on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tiffany, I don't know if a robocaller was trying to break in there. Your line was breaking up, though. So talk a little bit more about those numbers of the increase in robocalls.
So the FTC reported 5 billion robocalls in November alone, and that was almost 2,000 calls per second. Many of these calls are coming from overseas, so that's a lot of phone calls that are hitting our phones here from American consumers.
How do we define a robocall?
A robocall is a pre-recorded message coming from a scammer. They're maybe getting those phone calls claiming the lower utility bills or credit card rates, government grants, vacation packages, and calls coming from individuals posing as IRS agents. Those are all illegal calls. If you do receive a call coming from a candidate running for office or charities asking for donations, messages reminding you about an appointment, or a call from your child's school indicating that their lunch balance is low, those are called legal calls. So there's a difference between a sales pitch and a non-sales pitch. And most of those calls we get are those, bogus calls that are coming from scammers overseas.
Do we know how these bogus calls are finding our numbers? How are they catching us? Tiffany?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. How are they getting our numbers, Tiffany?
They buy them from lists. You give personal information on a website. You're registering for a contest that you may not know where they're using your personal information. If you're not reading that fine print in that privacy policy, you could be giving your phone number to a marketing company who's selling that off to these scammers who buy in lists. Some of it is found in the dark web when you're going on bogus websites. They're looking for you to accept those terms and conditions. There's all different ways that they're gaining access to your phone number.
All right. So we're getting these calls. We get a bogus call. Are we just stuck or is there something we can do that's hopefully going to lower the number of those calls in the future?
Definitely hang up. If you pick up that phone and you get the recorded sales pitch, hang up. Don't speak. Don't press a button to supposedly remove your name from a list. And if you get a call from the IRS or Social Security, don't trust it. Scammers know how to fake that caller ID. If you don't know that number that's calling you, just don't answer it in the first place. Send it on through to your voicemail.
Let's bring on a caller. Jeff is with us in West Salem. Jeff, hi.
Yeah, hi. I told the producer there that I quit answering calls that I don't recognize. A lot of people don't call me anyway, so I don't recognize the call. I don't pick it up. And I've been doing that for about 2 years or so now, and I think I'm down to maybe one or two robocalls a week.
Interesting. So if we don't answer, the well might dry up a little bit, Tiffany. Have you seen that?
That's correct, because if you answer, they're gaining access to a working phone number. If you don't answer, they are not reaching a real person. So the chances of you graduating to another list are more slim. So that's a great practice to use if you don't know that number. Don't call them back. Don't answer the phone.
I know we can report this. The website is ftc.gov/complaint. But I think a lot of people, and I'll put myself on this list, might feel like, well, what's one complaint going to do? Does it make a difference? Is it worth taking the time to report a scam call, a suspicious call?
It is worth it because phone companies are now cracking down on blocking those calls that are coming in. So there's less and less calls getting through to consumers. So the more proactive that everybody can be in helping track down these calls and the numbers that they're coming from, the more these agencies can do their work and get these calls stopped.
Is there legislation in the works or government action in the works to try to crack down on that those billions of robocalls we might see?
There is, and they're all doing their part in blocking these calls. So you can either block by reporting the call to your cell phone provider. Sometimes the cell phone providers are blocking the calls. You may see your caller ID saying scam call, so that's an indication not to answer it. And you don't want to waste these callers' time by answering the phone. So the best thing to do is to block it either through your phone provider or just on your phone itself.
Those do not call lists at the state and federal levels used to be a big deal. Are they still around and do they make a difference?
Yes, they are still around. And if you're not on that list, you should definitely get yourself on that list. If you're not sure that you're on the list, re-register for the list and make sure that all your phones are registered on that list as well, your landlines and your cell phones.
And sometimes I've heard people say over the years, well, I did it, but it's not working. I'm still getting calls from political candidates and nonprofits. Well, the do not call list doesn't affect those. Do I have that right?
Candidates running for office or charities asking for donations, those are considered legal calls at this point. So you have to exclude those from what's considered an illegal call. And those illegal calls, like I had mentioned earlier, coming from bogus companies claiming to lower utility bills or credit card rates, government grants, vacation packages, and calls from individuals posing as IRS agents. Now, I'm sure we all have our laundry list of who we've received these phone calls, and this is not an all-encompass list. But it is some of the more popular ones that are hitting consumer cell phones today.
Now, Tiffany, what if someone has taken that call and believed it was really the IRS or whatever? They've taken the first steps towards something that's a scam, or maybe they find out a relative has done this. What can we do? Or do we have any recourse if we're down that road of being scammed?
The IRS will never contact you by phone, so that's a red flag. If somebody contacts you by phone from the IRS or Social Security, take that as a red flag. If you have been a victim of a scam, please report it to us at bbb.org/scamtracker. That's bbb.org/scamtracker, and take steps to report it to your local police as well.
Now, Shirley on Facebook brought up a different point. She says, you know, you can hang up on that robocall. Sometimes you get a call, though, she says, from real people on the other end, you know, working their way down a clipboard or a computer list of names and numbers. She says, in this case, to ask for donations. Do different rules apply if there's a human actually talking to you on the other end of that line?
It depends on the type of call it is. So sometimes it starts out with a robocall that's an automated dialer, and then it'll ask you to press a number, and then a real person will come on, which will be sometimes a scammer. So you have to distinguish the call, who's calling you, and is it for a legitimate reason. But the first thing that we would recommend is not to answer the call in the first place if you don't know the number that it's coming from. That's the best plan of action that we can give you at this point.
And, you know, there was a change a while back where, oh, well, that's my local area code, so there's a good chance it's a legitimate call. Turns out these scammers have learned to spoof our area codes. Is that right?
That's correct. So we're seeing these local calls. You may see a 608 area code coming in. You might see a 414 area code coming in. And you think it's somebody from your own community. And it very well could be a scammer on the other end. So don't let an area code fool you. If you don't know that number, just don't answer it. And if you do accidentally answer it and you don't know the person on the other line, don't feel guilty for hanging up on them, because they are 99% of the time it's going to be a scammer on the other line.
Well, Tiffany, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date on this.
Thanks for having me.
Tiffany Bernhardt-Schultz is the Southwest Wisconsin Regional Director at Better Business Bureau, serving Wisconsin. She joined us today to talk about robocalls and how to reduce the number of calls you receive. And there's still time for you to share maybe your experience and what you do when you get these calls. Let us know over at the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We don't have the WhatsApp app on our official phones here, so you can't hack into anything here with WhatsApp. Sorry.
Nope, we're covered.
Sorry, scammers.